Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Alice G. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, January 20th, 2022, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 160 in the chapter A Vision for You. We are on paragraph three, the very practical approach to his problems. Today's readers are Linda B. on the 12 Steps, Joanne L. on the 12 Traditions, and readers of the text are Jody E., Penny L. C., Rachel P., and our newcomer greeter is Mary B., and announcements are Betsy. The reference number for Wednesday, January 19th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time is 18430. And the reference number for Thursday, today, January 20th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,433. That's 18433. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Linda B. to read the 12 steps for us, please.
Thank you, Alice. My name is Linda B., compulsive overeater from Ontario, Canada. Good morning, everyone. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Linda. Joanne L., could you please read the traditions for us?
Yes, good morning, Alice. Thank you so much for your service today, and thank you, everybody on the phone. My name is Joanne L., and I am from Rhode Island, compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement For OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought not to be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, everyone, and I pass.
Thank you, Joanne. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter A Vision for You. We are on page 160, paragraph 3 at the bottom of the page, and I will ask Jody E. to begin reading for us and share. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Alice. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in California. The very practical approach to his problems, the absence of intolerance of any kind, the informality, the genuine democracy, the uncanny understanding which these people had were irresistible. He and his wife would leave elated by the thought of what they could now do for some stricken acquaintance and his family. They knew they had a host of new friends. It seemed they had known these strangers always. They had seen miracles, and one was to come to them. They had visioned the great reality, their loving and all-powerful Creator. So these are wonderful promises that we can all experience when we work all 12 steps. Some people call these the 12th step promises, because this is what happens as a result of working the 12 steps ourselves, becoming sober or abstinent in the process, and carrying this message to others. All of these wonderful promises come true, and it truly is a blessing. This particular meeting is where I have found this community, this happy reality of being helped, being helped to recovery, and then helping others to recovery. And there truly is nothing better that I've experienced in my life to have this, such a community of recovered people. So I thank you all for your efforts to recover and to serve all of us by making this meeting possible. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jody. I will now take names one at a time of those who would like to share. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if anyone would like to share this morning, press star one to unmute, and I'll take names.
Wendy B.
Wendy B., where are you from?
Oh, Arizona.
Okay. Anyone else like to share this morning?
Wendy M.
Wendy M.
Darian K.
Elaine G.
Elaine G.
Can you tell me what page you're on, please?
Page 160, paragraph 3.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to share this morning?
Lynn D.
Is it Glenn?
Lynn.
Lynn, I'm sorry. Thank you, Lynn.
Darian K.
Daryl.
Darian K., I've got you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Daryl P. from New Orleans.
Carol?
Daryl.
Daryl.
With a D. Yeah. Like Daryl Hannah.
Okay. We'll start there. Wendy B., if you could go ahead and share with us. Star one to unmute for us, please, and share. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And these are just beautiful promises. And just the line about the absence of intolerance of any kind, you know, it's a high goal to attain. You know, it means to me to not be judgmental and critical, you know, looking at the shortcomings of others, you know, and having a condemning attitude. And I find this easier in meetings, but harder in my personal life. My selfish nature is critical and judgmental, and it surfaces, you know, when my family doesn't follow my script. And, you know, this program gives me the 10-step tool, you know, to correct my mistakes, you know, and to, you know, practice love and tolerance in all my relationships. And I love the informality and the candor, you know, that you fellows share on the line, you know, the ability to point out our weaknesses and laugh at our mistakes. And, you know, we get to be honest because we know we're safe, you know, because we're with, you know, our understanding fellows, you know, who know us so well. And the statement about the genuine democracy reminds me of our tradition, too, of, you know, our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. And, you know, we take a humble approach, you know, knowing we're all just the same, imperfect humans who have this condition, and we're all just doing our best to live this way of life. You know, we don't place each other on pedestals, you know, but we see each other as equals. And there isn't a right or wrong way of doing things, you know, as long as we're following the big book, you know, to the best of our ability. And we do have an uncanny understanding of each other because, you know, we really are each other, you know, and you know, we are all given the opportunity to come to know and be led by a loving, all-powerful creator. You know, we each are given the same opportunity to acknowledge the great reality deep within each of us and draw near to him as he discloses himself to us. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Wendy B. And Wendy M., star one to unmute. Please share with us, and please share where you're from, Wendy, so others can find you.
And good morning. It's Wendy M. in Boulder, Colorado. Happy to be on the line. Thank you so much for your service. And I don't normally sound like this. Turns out I have COVID, as so many do. But I had to share, you know, it doesn't matter. So this is what I want to say. You know, I got into the program, walked into the rooms 21 years ago, and I walked into the room and I found my people. And it says here, we have a host of new friends. It seemed they had known these strangers always. That is exactly and precisely my experience. And I was getting married soon after I was in the room, which I don't recommend. I mean, marriage is fine, but, you know, making big decisions. Somebody told me maybe we wait. But the point is that all of these people came to my wedding. And not only that, but the morning before I got married, we had a meeting in my hotel room, you know, and there was no way these people weren't going to be there because I needed my people. And it is the most satisfying experience to meet your people. I mean, it's one of the greatest gifts of this program is that I can pick up the phone and call somebody and they're my people. And we're nodding our head profusely, whether we're crying or laughing. And there is nothing, this is the greatest gift, along with having, you know, not just being abstinent, but having a relationship with my creator. But this, you know, people who were never strangers. You are not strangers to me. You know, and I come from, and as addicts, we come from this really lonely place, this place of, you know, sort of not fitting in at all. And then, you know, you meet these people and you fit in. You see yourself in the eyes of these people. And it is the most satisfying experience I've ever had. You know, supposedly strangers, they came to my wedding. And I was more into hanging out with them than the people I knew for 35 years or whatever it's been. It doesn't mean I don't love my old friends, but there's something incredible, you know, that nodding of the head in a meeting, that looking in the eye, that picking up the phone, you know, and saying, hello, it's me. Hi, me, it's me too. We're all the same, as it's been said. And that is a miraculous experience. That is because, again, you know, we come from secrets. We come from hiding in the corner, in the dark, eating the food. You know, we no longer have to do that, you know, in part because you're not a stranger. You never were a stranger. Even if I met you in 2 minutes, it doesn't matter. The story is mine. But there's something incredibly wonderful about having that moment, having that experience.
That's time, please.
Thank you. I will never be alone. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Wendy. Darian K., please star one and let us know where you're from, please.
Oh, good morning. This is Darian K. from the Berkshires in Massachusetts, recovered for today. So grateful to be on the line with all of you. I have so many experiences of this kind of beautiful thing happening. You know, I came in 35 years ago when I was 24. I'll be 60 next month. And it's crazy. And so I've lived so much of my life in this program and gone through obviously many things. And today specifically is my the anniversary of my mom's death 6 years ago. And I remember being down in Florida in the hospital and calling program people. You know, of course, I talked to my beautiful family and my boyfriend, and they were all super supportive. But I was able to reach out to program people too that knew my mom, or that didn't know my mom, that just were there to support me and to support how I was feeling and the devastation, you know, of losing your mom. That's, you know, it's huge. And there was, you know, back in 1988 when I was in program, my grandmother passed away, and I really specifically remember people coming to my home when we were sitting Shiva and paying their respects and bringing me fruit baskets and putting on a little meeting for me. And they didn't know my grandmother, but they did that because they knew I needed the support. That's a beautiful thing about this program. People go above and beyond the call of service to help each other, you know, help one another. And that is just, I'll just be forever grateful, obviously. And I hope that I can do the same for others. It's just a wonderful thing. We need each other. And this program is there for us through good times and not so good times. I had a baby shower too, and many of my OA people were there 30 years ago. So it's a gift. This program is a gift, and you know, it's just a wonderful thing to have, a wonderful support, so graciously given by everyone. So thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Darian K. Elaine G., star one, and share with us, please, and where you're from.
Hi, everybody. I waited the third day to share. You know, I mean, like you said, there's a lot of people on the line. But anyway, about this paragraph, since I've come into OA, my life has changed altogether. And I remember my first meeting, my face-to-face meeting, that I came in and there was somebody that came over that gave me a hug. And I really appreciated that, the hug, and welcoming me to the meeting, you know, and then another person telling me about all the meetings, you know, and the pamphlets and this and that. And it was great that in the meeting I could share about what's going on with me. And first I said, ah, God, does people really want to hear all this? But, yeah, they do. And then they share what's going on with them. Now, I'm going through a hard time right now. My mother can't see or hear. She's 96. And I can't call her anymore on the phone. She's in Florida. And I'm having a hard time, yeah. But, you know, I have people that are so sympathetic and understanding, my friends, especially my friends from the program, and also my other friends, too. And, you know, they're there for me, and I'm there for them. This is what it's all about, you know? I mean, whatever's given to me freely, I got to give back. I really do. The rest of the program don't work, you know? But this one friend of mine, so I was going through a really hard time yesterday, and she said to me, maybe you need to do a 10th step. And what I was trying to do was evade my feelings altogether and just keep busy so I don't think about it. And well, I'm going to tell you, I didn't take my friend's suggestion, and my sponsor wants me to do 10 steps, and I picked up. And I did what I wanted to do, I think. And you know, next time I would take suggestions, you know. And I was feeling sorry for myself that I can't call my mother anymore. And you know, real self-pity there. And self-pity that makes you pick up is one of the things that's like real danger. And my friend was warning me. Yeah, she was really warning me here. You know, and I was saying that, she's getting a little dramatic here about this whole thing here. No, she wasn't. She saw me slipping before I slipped. And
that's time, please.
What?
Time, please.
Time? It's time? Oh, wow. Okay.
Thank you, Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
Lindy, star one, and share where you're from with us, please.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for everyone's service. I'm Lindy from San Diego, California, recovered compulsive overeater. And I want to thank the first reader. I had never been, the way you explained it was about the 12-step promises was just so beautifully said. So I want to thank you for that. The word that it just kept on like hanging in my head was elated, because if you would have told me, I would have been elated after doing the 12 steps as a newcomer. I mean, that's a great, you know, that's just a great word. And I wanted to be elated because I was so knocked down by the food and I couldn't understand why I kept on picking up. And yeah, elated is something that was very, would be very encouraging for me to do the steps. But more importantly, I think also this paragraph is telling me that, you know, you just got to keep on working with the newcomers. You just got to keep on sharing what you have. And I think especially now, you know, I can get so caught off in the self and the pity party in my head and the right now I'm in the research development of making a decision and it's just taking all of my time and energy. And I could be, if I put one fourth of that time and energy into helping a newcomer, I bet you it wouldn't stick in my head. So sounds like I need to reach out. But anyways, thank you very much for everybody for your service again. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lindy from California. And Kira, please press star one to unmute and share with us.
Hey, this is Daryl P. I think you mean me? Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. This is Daryl P. From New Orleans, Louisiana. Good morning, family. It's so exciting to speak here, and I've been listening. So just a lovely paragraph, especially with everything happening in our world today. You know, and I think a couple things from this small paragraph. One is this idea, this brilliant idea of, you know, principles before personalities. And the other one is the concept of, you know, attraction versus promotion. And I can't think of anything more attractive than, you know, practicing love and tolerance and acceptance. I mean, you know, it's just so healing and it's so attractive. And, you know, I can say, you know, really that because of this program, I feel like I can go anywhere in the world and have friends. And I've traveled extensively and attended meetings. And now that we have Zoom, you know, have even more friends all over the world. And, you know, despite, you know, political differences, race, religion, sex, age, I mean, I don't know of any other organization that I've ever come across. And I've certainly sampled many where I've felt that, you know, and been able to do that. And it is that bond. It's like that, what is it in our reading? It's our weakness, not our strength, that binds us together. And the other thing, the other promise here is by practicing those things, I can have more of them for myself, because it was really only through practicing love and tolerance and acceptance for other people that I was able to apply that to myself and to my family and my friends and loved ones. And, you know, it is a bit easier to practice it in the room for an hour than, you know, 24/7. But over time, I reset to it. And that's because of this program. It's really because of that program. And lastly, it's a ripple effect. I cannot think that when they wrote this book they had any idea how this would ripple out, because I can see how it's you know, my practicing the principles, you know, my life has attracted other people into the program. It's healed relationships in my family, and it's a joy. So thanks. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for listening. Love you all. Bye.
Thanks so much, Daryl P. from Louisiana. I will now take another list of names. And again, we're on page 160 in the chapter of Vision for You, paragraph 3. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day so we can, so others might share their experience too. So who would like to share this morning?
Michelle J.
Michelle J.
Diane N.
Diane,
Jovi.
What was the last?
Ann from Georgia.
Ann.
Christine H.
Jovia F.
Christine
Laureen
A.
W.
I didn't hear the name before Maureen. I'm sorry.
You got Christine.
Maybe
H.
Sylvia F.
Christine, I have you. And was it Sylvia?
Yes, Sylvia F.
All right, let's start there with Michelle J. Go ahead and press star one to unmute and share with us, please.
Good morning, Michelle J. here calling in from Arkansas. Wow, good stuff. Okay, so Michelle Jordan, she had a big crash and burn with food about 4 years ago, went head first in. Immediately, I called out to somebody. They said, oh, hey, go to OA. I did. Hey, get the bid book. I did. Hey, there's Vision for You. Did that. Did all the program. Got those 12 steps. Loved, loved, loved. My first year was glorious. I had it down. I was a good sponsor. And so anyways, the next year, I started having a few difficulties. About this past year, okay, I've been back into the food. Well, must be that step one, two, or three. Mm-mm. Well, maybe it's working with people. Well, I did that for a while. So off and on, I've been struggling with the food, and I've been trying to do all these things. And then by reaching out to my brothers and my sisters, by listening to my brothers and sisters, you see, God is working in all of us at all times, teaching us things and showing us things. And if I allow other people, or I say God, to speak to other people in their lives, and I listen to them, I can learn too. So recently, I realized that I got in the way. When I first came into program, those 12 steps, God was, okay, the prayer, God, grant me the serenity. God, give me the courage. God, give me the wisdom. That's the serenity prayer. It's not me who can do all this. Yes, the 12 steps are beautiful. Yes, I need all of you. Yes, but it is God who helps me to do all this. And I somehow let that slip, and I became bigger than the God that I had begun. I had great success until I became God, until I decided that I could do all this. Because, you know, I had to learn how to survive in life. I had to learn how to do all this, and that's why I became a foodie. But, you know, trusting in Him to make all things right. It says here, you know, taking this sinful world as it is and not what I would have it. Speaking of the book we were talking about today in the paragraph, you know, letting the world be who they are. These people knew this. They wrote this. That's why they wrote this prayer. It has so much in it. So today I am going to, again, relinquish, let go of, surrender everything I think I know about this book and everything, and go back to, I know the 12 steps. I know how it works. God knows what I need today. And God knows I need to let go of the I and become more God-powered and not Michelle J-powered. And it's tricky. My brain is tricky. And they say, all those beginning people on the Oxford group, there's a lot of people who had wonderful wisdom, great stuff. And it talks about, thank you. And thank you all of you. It's in there. And blessings today. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michelle. Diane? Please star one and unmute and tell us where you're from.
Thank you. I'm Diane Ann from Georgia. Thank you for this opportunity to share. Thank you guys for your service. The thing that really resonated with me this morning is page 161. It says they had seen miracles, and one was to them. And, you know, that just kind of resonated as if a miracle has place in my life as a result of this program. And they're doing service, but not just service. They talk about their recovery. They talk about the steps. So what step 12 is all about. And what the steps feel about, we get a miracle as a result of working the steps. And I'm grateful to know that today. I've been in the room since 1980. And the day I came, that no sugar and white flour. And by God's grace, I haven't had to have sugar and white flour since that time. So I have to let you know that my recovery is from 2 years ago. And all these years slipping and sliding, chronic relapse program, because I thought I knew it all. I didn't see why I followed the directions. I could read. And I thought, but I spent over 30 years trying to do it my way, trying to find an easier way. But there,
Diane, you're fading in and out a little bit. I just don't want to miss anything you're saying. So,
okay.
Is there something you can do with your phone?
Let's see if I can take it off of me. Is it better?
Yeah, try again.
Trying to take it off of me.
There, that's better. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. So now I'm trying to follow direct. And as working, keeping simple, whatever the direction says. And as a result of that, I receive the miracle of this program. For years, I'm celebrating my 2 year birthday in recovery. Recovery, not abstinence, because if I'm recovered, abstinence. So I'm just grateful to stay in this program. I just got back from Nigeria. And we had connectivity problems. I couldn't get in on a lot of meetings, but I had my big book, and I just did the best I could that I had, and my higher power worked a miracle for me and kept me in recovery all this time. So I love that says they had seen proof, and one was to them. And today I'm grateful for the miracle of recovery, because it comes from God. It comes from, and I had to service, but not only service, but include working steps, following the directions, and having the humility to follow the directions. You know, not only working with others, but working with the principles of this program. Thank you guys for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Diane P. from Georgia. And Anne, star one to unmute and share with us, please. Was there an Anne star one to unmute?
I said Diane, then I came back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Christine. Christine's up next. Thank you. Christine, star one to unmute. Sorry about that.
Okay, Christine H. here from Arizona. And the things that stand out to me is that we have a practical approach, you know, a way of living. And, you know, Oxford Group was very into applying. And it wasn't until the Big Book told me, if you don't apply this, you're going to keep eating, that I took a lot of things I knew seriously to do them, you know. And like even, you know, doing a 10-step and calling somebody and being humble and admitting to someone my wrongs and stuff, you know. Recently that, also I underlined uncanny understanding, because I can call any of you and I know you're in the same boat I am, that we have to, you know, every day do something for the man who's still sick so we can stay, you know, happy to be away from the food. And so the fact that when I call you with my my junk at the moment, that that I know you understand, you know that I'm working towards something better, and I'm not just, you know, a lot of people are like, you're really critical about yourself. And it's like, well, yeah, because I need to take care of the 10%, you know, that's my fault if you know, and I can only be responsible for myself, you know. So I'm just so grateful that I can call people, that they, you know, are willing to take time to hear my junk, and they know that I'm working through it, I'm not wanting to keep it, you know. And so I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Christina. And Sylvia,
please press star 1 and share with us.
This is Sylvia F., formerly from California, now from outside of Portland, Oregon. And the passage moved me today and the shares. And I have been away from Vision for You meetings pretty much for like 3.5 years, left in May 3 years ago because of a trauma. And it took that long for me, and we moved in August, so then my foundation and my world structure changed too. And I think that it finally made me willing to go find another recovered sponsor and start over just be open. And as much as I knew to know that I didn't know anything, I knew that I wasn't happy. I knew that I wasn't happy, joyous, and free anymore. So I knew I wasn't recovered. And so I got a recovered sponsor, and we've been working through the steps. We're almost completed. I was able to experience another spiritual experience, which I haven't had in a long, long time. And that feeling of things lifting away and being able to see, just to see, what is it I've been doing and what is it that I want to do and need to do, totally God's will, has been a miracle and a relief. But what I was taken with this morning is, because of the pandemic, I've moved, and I want to go into a meeting and see my people and whoever that is. It's all new people, but it won't matter. Be able to go into a meeting, to be able to speak my truth, be me, have the same language, be seen, be heard, and hugged. And because of this move, I really miss that. I don't have a spiritual tribe right now. I have all of you, but I don't have connection the way that I did. And so, yeah, I just wanted to say that I know it's there. The miracle of my leaving 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, is that it's still here. It's still here. And I just had to come back. And so I'm feeling hopeful, shaky, more God-directed, and just going to keep on following the steps in the big book. And I have a fantastic recovered sponsor who I've known for a long time and was able to lead me back through. So, yeah, that's what I want to say, is that, you know, it feels good to be where I am now. I'm feeling lonely for OA members, and God will help me figure out how to do that too. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sylvia. And Maureen, you're up to share. Star 1 to unmute, Maureen.
Hi, this is Laureen W. from Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone who's working this program today. This is a wonderful paragraph. You know, it tells us the promises, the absence of intolerance of any kind, the informally and genuine democracy, the uncanny understanding which people had were irresistible. You know, to know those things and to be able to welcome people into program, all newcomers or people returning, gives me a wonderful sense of belonging. To belong to something as great as this that my God brought me. It was my God and a friend of mine I call Ebby that brought me into this program. And then my step sponsor brought me into Visions for You. And I have seen the miracles. I have seen them and worked with some of these sponsees that I have had and still have. Been miracles in my life. And see how God has brought them through so many difficulties. And be able to share those difficulties and understand that God is there with them. I've had people say to me through these meetings, I'm not their sponsor that's going to take their hand through everything. My job is to put their hand in God's hand, because that's what was given to me in this program, is to have God show me. And he needs to show me often, because I need to relearn often. God is my creator, and he is what I choose to follow one day at a time. Got to keep it in the day. That's all I have to share today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laureen W. from Massachusetts. Anyone else like to share? We have time for about one more share. Star one to unmute. Anyone else like to share this morning with us?
Lori D. from California.
Lori D. Go ahead, Lori.
Yeah, this is Lori D. I'm a compulsive reader in recovery in California. And this is my first time on the 10 o'clock Eastern, which equates to 7 o'clock Pacific time. And, you know, I'm just trying to be reasonable. This program, the promises sort of are happening. You know, I think it's just like any other part of my changes that are happening. I don't notice them as they're happening, but I just have to trust that they're happening, you know. And with my fellows, you know, my outreach calls, you know, the most difficult thing about this program for me has been reaching out every single day to numerous people as suggested and getting that God shot, you know. And I get it nearly every time. And if I don't, I need to make another call, you know. Reaching out, you know, I'm learning things like, hey, maybe if you're having a problem with your schedule, you know, my experience was I had to look at my schedule and make some decisions, you know, because it can be overwhelming with the practices that we really need to do, or I need to do, to keep abstinent and to keep on that road of happy destiny with a relationship with my higher power. You know, these suggestions, you know, I take it like my life depends on them, because my life does. It depends on these suggestions, because I want what you have. I want what I've found here. So I know that in order to get what you have, I must do as you do, you know, and a resounding everyone else can't be wrong, you know, because it seems that you are all in agreement, for the most part, about how to develop that relationship with a higher power. So I just really appreciate every share I've ever gotten. They've all been good. And I appreciate that I can look at my schedule today and say, gee, these are the times of the meetings. This is when I have to do a little writing, a little reading. This is husband time, you know, family time. You know, and really just look at my 24 hours like the big book suggests, and be a big girl, you know, and know that God can help me manage my life. Just invite God in. So that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Lori. And we're going to close the meeting now. I just want to thank our readers again today. Linda B. on the 12 Steps, Joanne L. on the Traditions, and Jody E., Penny L. C., and Rachel P., and also Mary D. is our newcomer greeter, and Betsy on announcements. We'll now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny L. C. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you for your service. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater.
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. Excuse me, someone's unmuted. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you so much.